Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to the ADRC Insider right here on WOMT, broadcasting 1240 AM and at 107.9 FM. Don't forget, we do podcasts, our show each and every week online at cforpodcast.com. Click on the ADRC Insider, and you can get all caught up with our program. Wendy is back in the studio this morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Always happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying our program. 5 minutes each week goes by quick, but you know what? Learn a lot every week on the program. So
thank you. Good stuff.
We have another guest. Every week we have a guest. Today we have another guest.
We have another guest, yes. Another amazing part of our management team. One of our newest additions to our team, and actually one we are very thankful for. She has been a true gift to us and is just as committed as the rest of the team to serving our community.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Love to learn a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. Well, I'm the Older Americans Act Program Manager. So I am managing our nutrition program, our caregiver program, and with that is our health prevention programs, and our elder benefit specialists.
Okay, so a lot here that you handle as well, too.
Yes.
Wonder if you could talk a little bit more about what that all means, what that all includes.
So for our nutrition program, which is probably the one that people know the most, it's, you know, we call it our nutrition program. It's like Meals on Wheels,
sure,
that people are most familiar with.
Sure.
But we have our congregate program, where we welcome anybody that's 60 and older to come into our dining sites and eat and socialize and just get out. And then we also have our home delivered meal program for anybody who is eligible to, you know, that they're unable to leave the home unassisted or can't make meals on their own.
Yeah.
Then they can call and see if they qualify for our home delivered meal program.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's that program. And then our caregiver program, we are just committed to helping our caregivers stay on that journey healthy and continuing to do what they do so their loved one can stay at home for as long as possible. So we want to try to give them as many supports as we can. So we offer some respite if they need it. We also have support groups, so early stage support group for those individuals caring for somebody with early onset dementia,
yeah,
memory loss. So that group is really unique because we have the caregivers meets with our caregiver specialist, but they can also bring their care recipient or their care partner.
Yeah.
And they meet with our dementia care specialist at the same time.
You know, what I'm really learning is that there are so many different services and people that you guys are supporting here on the in the community.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say with the caregiver program, too, a really important element of it is just making these caregivers remember that they're being heard and supported, and the way they're feeling with those overwhelming feelings are natural and normal, and that they can come without judgment to us, and we're going to help them work through that and find a way, you know, into some lighter areas,
sure,
right? Some self-care.
You know, because I would imagine, you know, that that is hard and that's stressful and it's frustrating. So to be able to know that, hey, you know, you can come with all your emotions,
mm-hmm,
is important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So that's a great program. And then we have one just for our family caregiver specialists that they can just come. So it's for anybody caring for anybody, and they want to come in and get that additional support.
Yeah.
So those are some really great support groups. We also hold a Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop. That's 6 weeks to try to give our caregivers some healthy tools, mm-hmm, to, you know, continue, like,
sure,
I said, continue that journey.
Sure.
And I think we should make the point that this is for family caregivers, people caring for their loved ones, not professionals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Good
yes.
to know. Because there are a lot of families that just are, for various reasons, caring for their own family.
Yes, absolutely. Friends, neighbors, things like that. So that's where we're really focusing our services on.
Yeah. And a lot of times caregivers don't even realize that they are caregivers, right?
Yeah.
Because they're just taking care of,
it's
you
just
know,
their day-to-day
their
life.
Mom,
doing
right.
their job.
Yeah,
yep.
their
right.
sibling. They're just going and cooking a few meals. And then, you know, then those responsibilities usually tend to increase over time. And then you start suffering from some of that caregiver
right.
burnout. And that's what we want to be here to help support and help in any way that we can.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of great information, guys. I appreciate you taking time to be with us and sharing all of this with our listeners. Thank you, Lori, for your time. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Yeah, thanks, okay. Lori.
Wendy, okay. For those listeners that want to connect with the ADRC, how do they do that?
920-683-4180 by phone, or you can stop in at either of our locations, 1701 Michigan Avenue in Manitowoc or 810 Lincoln Street in Kewaunee. Check out our website or our Facebook page also for more information.
And we'll talk to you next week right here on WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at cehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Cehafer broadcasting station.